You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
The idea of God exists in the minds of most people, no matter what creed or race. Even an atheist, because they spent a lot of time trying to prove that God doesn't exist.
That's right. Well-known atheist Richard Dawkins writes a lot about God and why he doesn't exist. He says even if God did exist, he would spurn him because he says quite openly, God is so hateful and vengeful, he wouldn't have anything to do with such a God.
It sounds as if he's protesting too much about something that supposedly doesn't exist. And it's quite pathetic to imagine that he, a mere human being, could stand up and address his arguments to God on Judgment Day, which, of course, he doesn't believe.
How sad. One atheist is quoted writing in a newspaper, "Why should Christians have all their special Christian holidays? We should have one too." Some sharp fellow answered by writing, "You do have your own holiday. It's on April 1st. He was referring to the verse that says in the Bible, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God."
That famous atheist in her day, Madeleine Murray O'Hare, demanded that the USA strike out "In God We Trust" from their currency. Years later, her son became a Christian. He said he couldn't handle all the hate in the household. And sadly, two so-called atheist friends of hers abducted and killed her for the money they knew she possessed from all of her lecture tours.
I wonder if, as you're listening today, you're thinking, "I'd believe in God if you could prove him to me." On the other hand, I could also say, "I won't believe in God if you can prove to me he doesn't exist." One atheist with money to spare set up billboards in various towns. The message was, "God is an imaginary friend. Choose reality." That statement was to show Christians we were no better than children with an imaginary friend. And yet, contrary to what many think, the evidence favours God's reality.
But just think. The creation of the world points to a designer. And many scientists who are unsure about God admit there had to be some sort of intellectual power behind the design of the whole universe. Our conscience also indicates a lawgiver behind each person's sense of right and wrong. And the communion and fellowship of the human soul and spirit with God also shows the reality of his presence.
And even this was not enough. God purposed that the gulf between mankind and him, their creator, came because of sin separating us from him. That's when chaos, suffering, and evil came into the world, spoiling his perfect creation. So he sent his son to come into this world so that we can learn to know his son in human flesh. Jesus was God in human form. Read the New Testament if you really want to know the truth for yourself.
The great thing is, God wants us to know him. He wants to have fellowship with us. And the way we can get to know him is by reading his letter to us. The Bible has been written by scores of writers down through the many years, and everything written has been inspired by God's Holy Spirit. It's the absolute truth. It teaches us how to believe and trust in Jesus' death and resurrection, thereby paying the penalty for our sins. It shows us how to live, and it assures us that when we die, we can be certain of a place in heaven.
We began by talking about whether we can prove God exists. Let's say straight out, we can't. And neither can anyone who will not believe in God prove that he doesn't exist. We believe personal experience of God's presence in our lives is proof to us, besides the testimony of thousands of other Christians. So, George, what else do we need?
It's a matter of faith. We have a free will to choose or reject God's presence in our lives. We have proved God's faithfulness over the years, through the good times and through the bad ones. He has never failed us. Why not become a follower of Jesus Christ today? You can pray and invite him into your heart and life. Just ask him today.
For any information about the program that you've heard today, contact us on communicationradio.org.